Welcome back to the JX. I'm Mike Green. I'm joined by the venerable voice of the Jefferson Exchange. The incomparable Jeffrey Riley is here to bid you all farewell as he rides off into the sunset of retirement. You're invited to send Jeff your thoughts one last time by email at jx@jeffnet.org.
I'm Valerie Ng, one of the staffers on the classical side of things here at JPR. My memory of Jeff goes back, well, it goes way back to the 1980s when I was a college student and landed an internship at KDRV. Jeff was one of the reporters in the newsroom there, and he really was one of the only people who took me under his wing and took me out into the field to help show me the ropes. And the one thing it did was help me decide for sure I wanted to go into radio instead of television. Thank you, Jeffrey. It's been a pleasure working beside you and knowing you for a lot of decades. I'll miss you.
So, Jeff, how do you feel?
Well, funny you should ask. I've managed to get through the entire COVID pandemic working out of the office there at JPR. And now have my first case, and so I tested positive as recently as yesterday, which is why you hear me from my bedroom instead of right next to you in the studio. Feeling physically getting better and feeling emotionally like I've been thrown into a blender.
Well, you've been through a lot. I want to say on behalf of the JPR family, I want to thank you for your extraordinary career here, where you are beloved by everyone. And you've left a legacy of public service and built JPR into an incredibly important and accessible public square that amplifies the voices of this entire region that it serves. And you've left giant shoes to fill, so I'm going to do my best to follow in your footsteps. And speaking of which, what are your next steps?
I don't know. I kind of like what Don Matthews, our classical host who departed in June, said when he approached retirement. He said, I'm going to say no to everything for 1 year. somebody told me once, no is a complete sentence. I don't think I'll be quite like that. In fact, one of the places where I act as an MC for an event, the Foster Grandparents Luncheon, I contacted them yesterday to say, yeah, I still plan on doing that in November. So, I don't know. You know, so many things I want to do, so many Amtrak points Joy and I have to go spend on train rides around the country, sailboats to ride and books to read. I haven't read a fiction book in I don't know how many years now, because as you're learning from being the Jefferson Exchange host, you read a lot of nonfiction books.
Well, most people don't know that you're quite the singer and dancer. Is that still in your future?
I would quibble with the dancer part, but thanks on the singing.
Well, the JPR family wants to say a few words.
Oh, boy.
This is Eric Newman, news director here at JPR. When I think of Jeff, I think of the levity that he always brings to the newsroom when we're all really seriously hunched over our computers churning out stories. And then there's this hilarious, goofy laugh that like flies across the newsroom, and it's Jeff making some kind of joke about politics that just brings a lot of levity to the newsroom, and his love of trains, which he's our in-house train expert, and we will miss for all the train coverage. So, Jeff, good luck on retirement. I'm sure you will have many things to fill your time, but we will miss you.
I'm going to jump off of the train comment. This is Jane Vaughn. I'm a reporter at JPR. And one of my fondest Jeff memories was when I had to do a story about train derailments. And it was sort of confusing. There's a phenomenon called string lining in really long trains, and we couldn't really understand it. And so we were like, Jeff! And he popped right up and could explain it perfectly and was our resident train expert, as Eric said, which was super helpful in the story. Jeff is also a master at trivia and really carries the team on his back when we do trivia. He seems to know everything about everything. So we'll really miss all of his knowledge and wisdom about the randomest things in the newsroom. And yeah, we'll miss you, Jeff, and good luck. Have fun in retirement.
And that breadth of knowledge that made him such a good trivia team member made him a wonderful host. He could just speak to anything. This is Vanessa Finney, a JPR reporter. I just wanted to thank Jeff for raising the bar for all of us in the news and radio business. And in his retirement, I wish him lots of time for piano and baking and time with his wife.
Hey, Jeff, it's James. I'm the news intern at JPR for the summer, and I got to sit across from Jeff through the summer, which I'm not sure if that's a rite of passage. So Jeff's a long guy. I'm a long guy, and we sit across from each other, so we're tapping toes all day long, you know, sharing glances, hollers, laughs. So, Jeff, good luck with retirement, and yeah.
Hi, Jeff. This is Justin Higginbottom, and I didn't know you for long. Well, you're still around, but I didn't work with you for long. But we'll say I admire your energy, and you have an energy level that is way above mine, even in your advanced age. And I hope at the end of my career, I can have that level of energy and just the animated way you talk. Is something to I actually admire. And when I started at JPR, I heard your broadcast voice. You have it even when you're talking, when you're not on the radio. And I think it's something that takes decades to perfect. But I really, really look up to that. Really admire that, Jeff.
Hey there, Jeff. It's Roman. We're really going to miss you at the JPR newsroom. You're kind of like our personal encyclopedia about everything Rogue Valley, and I think that we're going to miss a lot more without you there to help us with all of your knowledge that you seem to know. We're probably also not going to do as well in trivia as we have done in the past. I hope you have lots more adventures going into the future, and best wishes.
Jeff, one of the first things I noticed when I arrived here and had the pleasure of shadowing you is how comfortable you make everyone and how hilarious, absolutely hilarious you are. You make a work environment feel like a party, and there's a lot of fun here, even while a lot of work is being done. So what are one or two memories in your career at JPR that stand out for you?
Well, one of them actually is I was thinking about the beginning of it all. Well, actually, there were two beginnings because Jeff Golden, when he was the host, he's now Senator Jeff Golden, was walking through my neighborhood. I still haven't asked him why, but he said, hey, you know, I've been meaning to ask you if you wanted to be the backup host. So that's when I first came in to host the Jefferson Exchange in the fall of 2000, 24 years ago. Hoo-wee! But between Jeff and James Adams and Keith Henty, other people occupied the chair in the intervening years. And then when my job in TV was being eliminated in the fall of 2009, Keith Henty decided to step down as exchange host, and I applied for the job thinking I had a pretty good shot at it. And so there was one afternoon when I had applied for, I was waiting to hear about my unemployment benefits paperwork because I didn't think I was going to get hired JPR or anywhere else that soon. And the note came back from the office in Eugene that, oh no, he's going to be doing some work for us next year. So we're going to deny him unemployment benefits. And I got so mad, I jumped in my car and I just drove to Ashland to join Joy. Our foster kids were at a flag football game. And we just like walked across the street to get a cup of coffee with Joy. And my phone rang. And it was Ron Kramer right in my island of annoyance, letting me know I'd gotten the job.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're saying a heartfelt goodbye to the voice of the Jefferson Exchange. Jeffrey Riley is retiring at the end of August after more than 14 years hosting the exchange. You can send him your thoughts at jx@jeffnet.org. Now, we don't have time to read them on air today, but Jeffrey will have plenty of time. Jeff, you share a sense of joy in your work, both with coworkers and studio guests. And of course, there is an important joy in your life.
Yes, there is.
How are you and your wife dealing with the coming transition?
Remember I said where I feel like we've been put in a blender? Particularly with me having COVID this last week and her not, that has added to it. But we continue to talk about the change coming and the fact that where she's had 3 days a week now, because that's what my schedule's been of late, to to just kind of figure out her own sense of direction without me hanging around the house. I'll have to accommodate is the bigger part, to figure out how to respect the space that she has developed and for us to figure out what we're going to do ahead and where we want to travel and when and all that stuff. So it's all kinds of fun things to think about from here on, but it's kind of like a big blank canvas. And when I think about the fact that it's 60 years almost to the day since I entered kindergarten, this is the first time in 60 years I have not been responsible for pretty much anything.
Well, we have more from our JPR family to say to you.
Oh, God.
I'm Charlie Zimmerman, assistant producer and former student engineer of the Jefferson Exchange. Working at JPR has been one of the best experiences of my life, and it wouldn't have been that way without Jeff. One of my favorite memories of Jeff was him reading my name as I walked across the stage at SAU's graduation. I'm beyond thrilled that I got to share that special moment with someone who has been so special in my life the last 2 years. I'm so glad that you and Joy get to spend all of your days having fun adventures together without having to read a whole book, or even four, per week. I'll miss Jeff's sound effects and the way he's always perfectly organized and on top of everything, and of course, the Cosmo pictures. Happy retirement.
Hi, this is Angela Decker, senior producer of the Jefferson Exchange. Jeff, it has been an honor and a joy to work with you these past years. You've taught me so much about this work and the value of service journalism. I'm always in awe of your thoughtful conversations, your warmth and curiosity with every guest. And I learn something new every day, both from your show and just sitting next to you when you share train trivia or the Scottish word of the day or some goofy song. I'm going to miss you, my friend, but I'm so happy for you and excited to hear where this new chapter takes you and Joy.
Well, Jeff, like you, we've run out of time. Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to say to your listeners before we close this chapter?
That the producers really do the work. I have to do the research on the stuff that they choose with, and they, you know, they choose those with input from me. But Angela Decker has been stellar. John Baxter preceding her, amazing. Emily Curitan, Charlotte Duran, Lisa Polito, Russell Sadler, with help from Colleen Pike over the years. It's just, and Angela herself is leaving, which has been obscured by my departure. Angela has just got another week to go herself before she bails for France. And it's the end of an era all around. But it's been fun to watch you, Mike, and watch Natalie Goulet, the new producer, begin to get up to speed, and to know that Charlie's going to be here as a great bridge. The Exchange was never me. It was never just me, let's put it that way. I just continued a tradition that had started and solidified it and turned it new ways. And that's the charge on you now, my friend.
You have big shoes to fill, and I hope I'm worthy of doing that.
Nah, they're 11s, big deal.
So what's on your plate first thing out of the gate?
Assuming I test negative... We're going to go to Portland to watch a Jeff Lynn ELO concert on Friday night.
Fantastic. The rest of the JPR family will make reservations. Thanks for everything, Jeff. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure's been mine. It's been a great run. And, you know, it's a great, big, exciting world. That's all it really takes is to be interested in it.
Well, that's all we can say for now. Thank you again, Jeff. You're one of a kind, and the JPR family is better for you.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Well, that's it for today's JX segments. JeffExchange.org is our website where you can find these conversations and more, or you can subscribe to our shows wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mike Green. Angela Decker is our senior producer, and Andrew Crackle is engineering our show today. Jeffrey Riley is our venerable voice of the Jefferson Exchange, who's riding off into the sunset. Our theme music is composed by Maxwell and Terry Longshore, normally, except for today. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day. And Jeff, have a wonderful life.
Thanks.